then.
Yeah, you'd have to open it up from elsewhere.
Maybe just you want to place it in something else. Unless you're trying to transfer it to my documents, but.
Yeah, you have to close that window because that's the save one, isn't it? So, and then find it.
You can just leave it on your screen. Just plug your computer into the projector and. Alright, everything's fine back here, so I'm gonna leave it.
You toss it around and have a look.
No, it's a slightly curved on the sides.
Very nice.
It's almost curved like up to the main display as well. And the little line at the bottom indicates the bit, the panel that you pull down, and the extra function buttons are below that panel. And we've got the stick on the bottom with the company logo on.
You also have an apple / cherry design at the top.
So it is, yeah. Cherry will be alright, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit more fun, isn't it? And it's kind of not related to kind of. You think Apple, you think computers, like.
Yeah,
Apple.
Yeah, we might get that.
Copyright, yeah. What's this?
Yeah,
this one?
Fun,
what's that one there?
Oh, that's the mute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It might. It'll probably have to be labeled mute. But
we didn't have anything smaller to try. Well, the prototype one was hard to get the actual label on there.
Yeah. We just chose simple shapes for all of them. The important ones are the volume ones, so we made them a bit bigger. The mute could possibly be a bit smaller.
You separate out in colour the volume related buttons from the channel related buttons. So you've got the volume in orange on the design there and the channel ones in blue.
All these things have cost implications. And so when I've done my thing on cost, I had assumed that the only button that would be a different colour would be the red apple button. So, however, I've no longer different that. But yes, but there would be a cost implication on that, and I suppose that so whether you wanted to put in all these colours would be open to debate, I suppose.
Well, of course, they wouldn't be too important, but we didn't have any light Play-Doh.
An important consideration. Right, okay, so, and the second one underneath would be the idea for that.
Yeah,
I'll
have the slide away.
Right. Okay, so we've got detailed design meeting. Right. So we've got prototype presentation, which we've just done, evaluation criteria, and finance. So I guess we have to evaluate that meets the various aspects that we're looking for from our previous meeting. So other than the fact that it doesn't have a second layer, but obviously it would. And other than that, we've got the red apple, we've got the buttons. The only thing that's really changed is the coloration of the buttons.
Yes.
But after the evaluation criteria is the finance.
Right.
And the cost implication. The only scenario about this is that because this is probably kind of important. And then the production evaluation as to how easy that would be to manufacture. And whether it would
So if you had to do a presentation, or were you just working on the prototype?
That's the presentation of the prototype.
Okay.
So as far as the finance of it would be concerned, we can make sure that the cost, the production cost, because you may remember that was one of the first considerations, was to be in under 12.50 or 2.5, 12.5 euros. So there's no redesign. So that should. Right, so it seems to me that the thing that we have to do is. Let's hopefully find that.
Could we get us on the board just so we can see? Or do we need to have the figures out?
We should plug it in. Should I plug it in into the back? We could do it as we go along the production costs, looking at the prototype.
Okay, so by the fact that we've got a simple chip on the kinetic energy source, we've got a single curve. We've got rubber case materials, supplements. So when we're designing it, we're having rubber buttons in it. Okay. Button supplements. Well, originally, I thought they would just be one in there because it was the one red apple, but so the real question that we come in, do you make all buttons?
Well, we'll do it on the prototype, so do two, see how much it is.
Well, so we've got one special button form, which was the apple. Everything else is going to be a standard. We've got special material, rubber, wood, titanium, etc. So I was originally, I was thinking that rubber wasn't special, but according to this, maybe it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, effectively, we've got 16 buttons that we're going to have on there.
Yeah, I think you just do one, don't you, for the.
Well, I don't know. is the sort of answer. Is that meant to be all 16 buttons, and therefore. I mean, what's the option was maybe not to have rubber buttons, but just to have the one that was soft and spongy, and therefore.
I think it's just a one else.
Whereas it would be the special colour would be for the. So you would only have the one special button that was rubber, whereas the rest would be hard plastic.
I think the button supplements is just a supplement for all the buttons being made in a different material rather than per button.
Mm.
I don't know though.
Every design change is. If we just had all the buttons as standard, except for the one red apple, then that would take care of that, I guess. We'd have one special colour and one special button form.
Mm-hmm.
And when I plugged that in last time, yes, remember it has to be under 12.5. As far as I know, that took care of the various supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And if what happened?
You've just gone off the window into another one. It's on the bottom row.
Maybe if you just minimise that one in the top right hand corner of the little box, yeah.
No, right. Okay, so, but the point would be that if we just did special, sorry, you were saying that it would be that one that you would put in one there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's 9.1 unless we've got some.
So, well, no, it's 9.7 I've got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just give us 5.
So, that would. That would work out fine if.
Mm-hmm.
Assuming your correction, or assuming that one change covers all the buttons, then that would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing else, as far as I can see, that we had planned to.
So, between switching on those and on the electronics, we've got the sample sensor. At the moment, we've just got a simple chip, which costs 1. And
okay.
I guess the sample sensor, sample speaker would be the voice recognition thing.
Yeah.
Which puts it up to 4, which would be slightly over our budget, but if we go with something else, that's slightly lower standard.
Yeah.
And then we go with one of the special form methods, and we can have.
Okay, that gives us 12.7.
So maybe if we got rid of like the maybe one of the special colours, kept them all the same colour, then we could have the voice recognition.
But remember that the idea was to keep it the colour of the company. Oh, I see. So just take out the special colour for the apple. And
yeah, yeah.
And wouldn't you have to keep the simple chip there as well? You know how you turn that 1 to 0? Wouldn't the chip and the sample speaker be separate things?
Oh,
so
possibly, Maybe we'd be giving it from the somatic.
And go
for
the battery instead, that would give you 1 life.
Yeah, that would save us 1, but we'd still be slightly.
But you reckon that, I mean, the thing is that you wanted to appeal to people and not have to replace batteries.
Yeah, yeah. This is the sort of the whole technology type thing. You were saying in the market research that people like kind of interesting gadgets. And
mm-hmm.
I think they would figure the sample sensor and the sample speaker. Voice recognition would be sort of a worthwhile thing to have. And the size of batteries, or whether they would prefer not. You know what I mean? The problem was the batteries running out and losing the. Losing the remotes to go to decide which of those is more important.
Well, which do we think is the more important of the options? In a sense, at the moment, we've got a total which we need to reduce down by 1.2. At least, remember that was a minimum requirement. The other option for planning on just going for something cheap and cheerful would be to make it an original. We're going to make it simple.
Shall we evaluate the prototype as we've got it now first, and then sort of make decisions about what needs to be changed after?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. I have a little thing. So we've all got a note of. It's 13.7, isn't it, with everything we want on.
Sorry, do you want to know?
Yeah, I just had a presentation to.
Right. I do think the voice recognition thing will be more impressive than the fact that it's got no battery.
Okay, but remember the only reason we were planning on having voice recognition was so that it could find the remote if it got lost.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. This is about the evaluation criteria that we use for the prototype we've got here. And so the method is that the design team makes a prototype and we evaluate the prototype against some criteria that we've formulated. And those ones are going to be in response to sort of market research. And also finance, I guess. And do that on a scale from so true being 1 and false being 7. So if it's neither true nor false, then that's 4. So I've got a set of criteria just based on the marketing. We need to add in a financial one as well at the end. We have to say whether it's true or false that the product looks and feels fancy, whether the product demonstrates technical innovation, whether it's easy to use, whether it's incorporating sort of the fashion elements to attract the buyer, and whether it's a sort of recognizable real reaction product. And I have to go up onto the whiteboard and do this apparently, so I'll go over here. Right. So the first one is, does the product look and feel fancy? So if you do a sort of a one. So.
Okay, well, we have a single curve, which was really like the feel of the product's quite good. So
okay.
And we have the rubber kind of spongy feel, which
yeah.
was in at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what is one false or is one true? I forgot.
True.
One's true, and okay, seven's
and
false.
Four's neutral.
Four's neutral, okay. So.
So
you're
maybe
two?
Yeah, because we haven't got the double curve, so we can't, like,
six
or one.
Right.
We've got almost everything we can.
Okay. Right. I can put that underneath so I've got some more space. So, false is seven. Is one. So I say about a two for fancy.
Yeah.
I think okay.
No, no, maybe near
three. Okay. Well, we do an average at the end. I don't know.
Well, it's just in a sense. I mean, remember that when you look down, we've got solar power, we've got various other things you could have,
uh-huh.
and we're not going.
This is just for like the look. Does it sort of look fancy rather than functional? So. Yeah. So then, shall we go for a two on that?
Okay.
Okay. And I mean, how much does the product demonstrate technical innovation? Do you reckon?
So we decided between the kinetic power or the speech recognition. And if we had either of those for our budget, they both show the speech recognition.
Okay. So what about the prototype as it is? We've got the speech recognition on it, haven't we?
But not the kinetic.
But not the kinetic.
Oh.
No, because you can't afford that.
No,
you can't.
Yeah, we can't afford that.
All right. So it doesn't. It's pretty. The prototype as it is isn't sort of fulfilling the.
No, it's made about the opposite. It's got something, but it hasn't got.
Okay. Right,
and
okay.
If you're definitely going for the sample sensor and sample speaker, then because the other functions we've got in are more at the special material, the rubber, wood, titanium, etc. If you go for that, that's at the high end because that's 0.6, whereas down at just special colours, so it's 0.2. And you're trying to lose 1.2. So it seems to me that if you're going for the sample sensor speaker, you're basically then having to go for the cheaper options on everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And the simple way to do it would be to have a battery, to have your sample sensor speaker, and then you're looking to take out 0.2,
which would
be come from the button supplements.
I'm just going to check exactly what it said in the email for the product.
How much of a difference would it make if we made the case in plastic? Because we did say that we didn't want to follow the fashion too much. If the buttons are rubber, that might be spongy enough, and then it might stand the
interface
better.
Well, plastic rather than rubber.
Okay, but
that would make.
Okay.
So as we make it sound more fancy, then we lose points of innovation. If we make it more innovative, then we lose points of being fancy.
I just read the email again, and it sort of says is evaluate the design sort of as it is, I think. So I think we need to think about finance after we've sort of evaluated that design. I don't know whether we've done it in the wrong order or something. Or
as it is, yes.
So, I mean, does this need to go up a bit or something? Because we've got both the
speed. We've got 13.7, and we've got it at the moment. And basically, we're going to reduce down from that. But the current one, you'd say, would be fancy, would be 2.
Yeah. For innovation, so we've got the speech thing, and. Mm-hmm.
I would say about 2 as
well. Do you reckon a 2?
Yeah, 2 or 3.
Okay, 2. And the next one is, I'll have to get it back up now.
Okay, so what I can just say, easy to use, I would say yes, I would go for a 1 on that at this point in time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Incorporates elements of fashion. It certainly has some.
Yeah, it's got chairs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Say about 3, maybe.
Yeah, it's doing it quite well.
Yeah,
we're gonna have to do some of these, but at the moment, as it stands, it's
it's
2.
The product is a recognizable, real.
Yeah, this is. This
is using all of his products, all of his buttons, and it's got a fairly big label on the bottom saying
where
it comes from.
So this is about sort of the corporate image of like new sort of sleek technology and all that sort of thing, as well as having the logo on and all that. So sort of is it sort of a recognisable product? Does it fit in with our other products which are sort of coffee makers and spacecraft?
What's got the same feature as the coffee machine?
I suppose it's kind of the spongy rubberiness is maybe a bit more kind of comfortable than kind of sleek and new age.
Sometimes
it's where you look at it.
Okay.
So
maybe kind of 3?
2 or 3?
2 or 3. Well, the logo would be more recognisable on the actual thing. It's just that the pen wouldn't really write on that either.
Sure.
But
yeah.
I think the logo would definitely be recognisable, and it does have attributes that other products do. 2, 9, go for it.
Right.
2 or 3?
Two.
Okay.
Right. So we now want to change it to get it to fitting budget requirements, and then.
Yeah.
What do all the numbers mean then? Do we add them up and rate ourselves or anything?
I think we sort of add them up. So sort of an average is going to be. I'm just going to do this in my head. 1.8, isn't it, or something? I think anyway. So yeah, pretty close to a 2.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty good at the moment, but it's going to get worse, isn't it? But we've got to try and make sure it doesn't get too bad.
So too bad. Yeah.
So we need a definite. Was it 13.7? Was a definite price for all the features we said it had.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you can lose 1.2 and still meet.
Do you want to plug it into yours so it can get up there?
Okay, well, I'll put it back.
The finance.
This is the last stage we're supposed to do about the finance.
I'm not sure.
So we'll probably have to re-rate it.
Yes, I thought so.
Yeah, and we'll make adjustments and then see how it rates again.
Okay, so what was it? Control F8, wasn't it?
Oh, it's come on already.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. So you can see there that if you want to keep kinetic, right, you've got a choice there, run down to battery, which would save you 1. You've got the sample sensor and sample speaker, which is your big item.
Well, actually, we just have a plastic case and we lose 2.
That's right.
Which gets us.
Which gets you.
Within the budget range.
Yes.
Yeah, I that might be fine, because that was just a trend, and we do have the love buttons anyway.
So that's 11.7, and then we could make sure we definitely have all the buttons up in this.
Different colours, yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that because maybe the sort of rubber case is a bit less in sort of the corporate identity than the sort of, you know, sleeker plastic case.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we'll allow us to have all the 10 combinations. So we'd lose a little bit on
So we're going for plastic, yes.
Lose a little bit on the fashion, yeah, but...
Yeah.
And then...
That's within the budget. Do we actually have... Do we just have one special? Any of these special forms down here?
Well, there was a debate as to how you would count them. You got special colour. Well, originally I was assuming we had the red apple, and therefore that was the special colour.
Yeah, I think we should just imagine white buttons.
We've got enough.
Well, we've got special form. Now that would be one button, and the question was that all buttons, or is that just one button? Because our plan really was to have one button only with the special. So no matter how you look at that, that would be the same. The other thing would be the special material, rubber, wood, titanium.
I think maybe the special colour, we've got three now, just because
because
of the volume buttons are different. I guess we'd have the ones which are blue at the moment,
right.
Would just be the
so standard. So special colour, you want three in there?
Yeah, which I think should, yeah, that's really fine for the price.
Well, I think you just need two for special colour, because it's just two supplements, you know, one original colour and then sort of two supplements, I think, maybe.
That makes sense.
So we only need two for that, because I mean these are moulded. The one colour is going to be moulded out of a piece of rubber, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think so. Special colours two.
Right.
We've got special form. Is the one apple. The rest are all standard. Although you could argue that should maybe be. You were making these buttons down the bottom, I was presuming, bigger than the other ones, or were you? Was that the idea?
Yeah, the volume ones.
Maybe that'd be a second supplement.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a second special form.
I would have thought that's probably about...
Okay, so...
I think that should still be okay.
Right.
12.2, so we're still...
Yeah, that makes sense.
So when we decided we've also got on the fashion, and also got on the fancy kind of.
Yeah.
So generally speaking, you kept the other attributes to it.
I would have said so. So you made a good fashion three rather than.
So shall we do that? Well,
it definitely fits the.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure of the design. I mean, it still seems to definitely fit that, so that's like, if that's a new age kind of innovative.
Yeah, so.
Company, having the
kinetic
feature and the voice recognition.
So if we've put in for another special form on a button, then maybe they could be a different shape. Like we've got a cherry one, maybe the other ones could be something else shaped. I don't know. That would be possible. Seeing as it's cheaper to make them a different. Seeing as we've got, you know, we've made it a special form, so. And that would sort of maybe keep us close on the sort of the fashion type one. And it would sort of, you know, keep it quite fancy as well. I don't know.
You could argue you might do it once a year. You would change. Because at the moment you're making a red apple.
Yeah,
so next year you could make next year more of the same, but have it as a.
Yeah, I mean the volume buttons could be lemons or something, maybe. Okay. So, yeah, what have we got rid of? We got rid of the plastic.
Yeah, the main thing
that
the rubber
really is the casing, isn't it?
Yeah. I think we've saved quite a bit, so we've just got the push button interface, which is by far the cheapest.
Yeah. But
so maybe in a sense, not having that, maybe we've lost something on the innovation side. I don't know.
So I mean, we've got rid of the rubber case, but we've now sort of got an extra form and an extra colour for the buttons. So maybe in terms of sort of fanciness and fashionability, we're pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Maybe. So we could maybe put two again on that.
And anything else has stayed pretty much the same?
Easier certainly stayed. Yeah, because
yeah, is there anything that the special forms makes it slightly easier to
to use? And what about the sort of innovation? Think?
Well, we've still got the kinetic energy.
Okay.
And the speech feature.
Yeah, the speech feature.
And then the corporate identity.
I think we've kind of just about the same. Maybe the last... It's hard to tell how the rubber...
How it's playing out.
Yeah, whether that's considered to be sort of part of the corporate identity, I don't know. I mean, it's maybe not.
I think more the features of the actual control would be more important maybe than the actual settings.
Yeah.
But either way, I think we've made it fairly close to what...
Yeah, okay, but I mean...
You've got the company logo on there, which would effectively be a stick on badge. So you're, in a sense, you're comparing the product without the company logo, and then you've got space for it.
Yeah.
It's sticking on.
I mean, what's the company colour? Did you get told what the company colour is? Or?
No, I just.
But in the sense that, as you saw with the Windows logo badge, it doesn't really matter. There's virtually the way that you frame. You know, the Windows badge on there, it really doesn't matter what colour it is, so long as our company's logo is framed in the same way as that, with like a black outline, that we've got black and white, black and silver. So basically, even if you had a silver, the same colour of silver on your display, because you've got effectively a double edging on the logo, it means that it splits off what your logo is from the product. And
okay.
It's actually quite a sneaky way of doing it.
Because we've got point two to play with if you really wanted to.
You could put in another
colour. Or would that be
in this one? You've actually got three colours of buttons.
Yeah.
And we decided that the blue ones were the standard colour.
Okay.
So you were talking about we're assuming that all the buttons on the second panel in the Weaver would all be standard.
Yeah.
Which may or may not be the case.
Yeah. Should we save the 0.2 for profitability then?
Well, yeah, but was there not a button that you were thinking of on the other option, you know, on the second page, as it were, that you were thinking of maybe having as a different colour?
Maybe for the one they're going to see all the time, you make it look good and fit the kind of idea of what they want. And then for the more functional license, you don't worry too much about it. Just have that as like a, plus it's hidden away anyway, you can see it and stuff.
Yeah, and it's the sort of thing that, I mean, you want to pick up the controller and just hit a button quickly to change a channel or volume. So if it's dead obvious, then that's fine. But if you're opening the panel and you're looking and you're tuning, then you're paying a bit more attention. So maybe sort of different colour buttons isn't so important. Because So
add that to profitability.
Yeah, I mean, so drop the cost. But
right, so we're meant to finish up in 5 minutes.
Same sort of function. Yeah. Criteria, it's all right. Just made a load of money. Well, I think we said that because we got rid of the rubber, we put an extra sort of fruit shape on one of the buttons. lemon.
Did you decide what that was? Which button it was?
I think, well, we could have lemon-shaped ones for the volume ones or something.
What's that? That's good.
Yeah. Did you have to have a rubber case though for rubber buttons, or was it the other way around?
You had to have rubber buttons if you had a rubber case.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we're okay this way around.
Yeah. So
the design team comes in and says, yeah, but you are the design team.
And we say it's fine, so
save €2 on that.
So what bit are we on to?
Can I just check if that's a cherry or an apple? Did we decide against the apple because of Apple Mac? And did we make it a cherry edition?
Right. Just in case we need that 0.2 for lawsuits.
So were we aiming for a certain target on that scale?
No, we're aiming for one for all of them. But it really has to fit into the budget, so I guess we've just had to adjust things to get it in there. Which is fair enough.
Well, we seem to have at least something in each criteria.
Yeah.
We haven't even left anything out, so.
Yeah, I think.
There's an overall product which has to be quite cheap. Just about cheap.
Yeah.
To discuss?
I don't know, what's on the agenda?
So we've done the finance bit and the Excel project, and we've done the redesign, so we're now on to project process and satisfaction with, for example, room for creativity, leadership, teamwork, means accessible work for digital friends, etc. So we're actually now, in a sense, onto the evaluation of the course rather than the evaluation of the project. So what did you, and remembering that nobody's just over the curtain. So,
finish our meeting now.
We'll just go through this quickly.
Yeah.
So, I suppose the easiest way of doing it is to put some notes down, which I will.
Okay.
So,
I thought some of the divisions though between sort of the individual meetings were a bit arbitrary.
Individual meeting.
Yeah. Well, we were finding out various things in.
On your own.
In between the meetings, and they didn't. The one meeting didn't always follow on for the other one. You know, sort of, we had things thrown in at the second meeting where, you know, you'd looked at the remote controls and seen the curviness, but in the first one you'd also looked at some remote controls and looked at the buttons, and I don't understand why it would be in separate meetings that you'd do that. You know, you'd sort of, you'd probably present it at one or something like that.
Well, the only thing you find is in a manufacturing process, you would normally, you go to a meeting and you say, right, you do this, you do that, you do
yeah.
that, and you go away, you find out information, you then come back, you then discuss it, you then
mm-hmm.
Change things around and then go back.
Yeah.
So that's basically what we'd be going out and finding more information each time. And then
this time you're really getting from a database source, so it's not.
Yeah.
So what do you want to put down?
I think it seemed okay, creativity seemed okay. Flow of information on any given subject.
Yeah.
I think it really could have been a slightly more creative project where the remote control isn't the most.
Yeah, the thing is.
Fancy thing that you could imagine designing.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better example of that, to be honest.
Could have used a remote example to increase.
Yeah.
Something
you
kind of at least look at, and
mm-hmm.
then
you have to deal with them
in
a set time frame,
is
the other thing. So
yeah, but I always think like it's a bit restrictive just to say that you have to design a television remote control in a way. I mean, it depends what sort of business you're in, I guess. I mean, this one seems to be one from the website, it looks as if it's quite innovative, but we're coming out with some bucket shop product, aren't we? That's, you know.
That's just one of the things.
15
like,
quid.
I don't know how it works, but I guess that something got sent out and they have like a brief to kind of.
But the other thing is that, I mean, I'm guessing that they're trying to use this software to demonstrate how you could do a project.
Yeah.
My wife at the moment, for instance, is acting as a computer. Normally, you got a problem, so you go to your tutor and find out information to see how
mm-hmm.
to get it fixed. So what she's doing is she's having to spend a day at the computer terminal at one end so that any student that comes along can ask whatever question, and then you, or the idea is that whichever person's at the other end can point them in the right direction, show them where to either give them directly, give them help, or secondly, point them in the right direction, either at the library or come back or go and see Joe Blogs or whatever. So, and that was a project, I suspect, similar to this, because they were actually trying to debug the computer software to enable it to work.
Mm.
And of course, you had machine crashing and various things problems.
If you look at their products on their website here, Real Reaction, I mean, it's all pretty high tech and cutting edge.
Have we found any? No.
It's quite good with this, the whiteboard and then the digital pens. Like, it's made
it
a
bit
more easy.
Leadership? Teamwork?
So we did find a new idea, I mean, sort of a kinetic remote control. I've never seen one of them before. They're all batteries, I think. So.
Oh, voice recognition, especially not one.
Yeah.
Not voice recognition computers. It's not remote controls.
Yeah.
But it's a different application, then.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because it's like the same product, but it's put together in a different way.
So, how do you reckon teamwork went?
That went okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we all had some ideas and discussed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, OK,
I don't think sort of the budget allowed us to do anything.
A bit arbitrary.
Well, I mean, I just don't think it fitted in with the rest of their products. I mean, they've got all these sort of, you know, high definition DVD and portable 7-inch lightweight computer screens, and I'm thinking, you know, one cheap remote control doesn't really fit in. Surely they should reach it.
I'm going to make a comment on leadership and means, e.g. whiteboard, digital pens, etc. And new ideas found was the other thing.
Yeah.
Well, we can't really all fairly comment on leadership because you want a project manager and you want a leader. So our experience of leadership wasn't really as much as yours.
Yeah.
No, I'm much harder than marketing, but I certainly didn't get this computer to work as well as I would have liked. So whiteboard, so really it's equipment.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah,
computers could be a bit difficult at times.
I mean, I'm not sure I see the value in these. I mean, they record what you're writing, and then what do you do with it? Where do you get the recording? Do you, does it
think
a computer or something?
There's a little chip.
It's not just for us, it's for the experiments.
There's a little chip, I think, you must plug it into something, and it produces a...
And then you watch a video of it, then.
I don't know. Whether it just produces a big image of sort of everything you've written or something, or page after page.
New ideas, fam, so... One or two.
Yeah. Kinetic powered remote control. What was the other one?
Voice.
Voice activated.
Voice recognition, yeah. Almost. Filling these questionnaires. Oh no.
And the cost of limited, yes, is the project evaluated? Yes. Don't forget the final question in the next summer then the acceleration.
I think that we've got two questionnaires and a report on the last meeting.
I tried to save this last time at 12.3 and it differs.